Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, where I am nice and warm. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Thank you for joining us this morning. What a week! Mother Nature decided to throw a snow party. We hope everyone up there in the Panhandle, Tallahassee, Pensacola, Gainesville, Jacksonville even, and even South Georgia, where my children are right now, are all doing okay. Hopefully you're enjoying this little taste of the North. Good morning, Lizzie. How are you?
I am done with this weather. If anybody has any property on the equator for sale, I'm actually interested in it, to be honest with you. A few days of this is fine, but we are on week four.
Exactly. I'm just so shocked. Our normal temperatures are supposed to be in the 70s, you know, mid to low 70s. Yep. And it's been so much rain and just the temperatures. I just can't believe it. And that they didn't really predict this.
Right.
Father, you know, the old Farmer's Almanac didn't predict it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. What is it saying?
Because it's La Nina weather and typical, frost and even freezing. But the amount, the temperature is going down low with the rainfall. That's what I'm kind of interested in. Is, you know, La Nina is a little bit drier, and it's not. It hasn't been, and so it's the rain that's actually allowed it to snow with those temperatures. Usually, we don't get the temperatures and rain.
All I know is I've really been out of all of this, the positive thing that I can say out of this is that I have really enjoyed watching social media of friends and stuff that I know that live up in the Big Bend area, yes, Florida, and along Florida and Louisiana and Mississippi, and their little redneck things, like, you know, being pulled behind their four-wheelers on their wakeboards that we use in the ocean. Hysterical.
Yeah.
So I am enjoying that. Yes,
it is. Well, I'm enjoying the snow photographs because, you know, back in the 70s when we had that big frost and it snowed in Miami got snowflakes. Mm-hmm. And so we have pictures of photographs even from the 1890s of snow laying on the ground. We're actually getting to experience this.
Yes.
So I always talk to my clients about how, well, it gets cold here. Believe me, it gets cold here. And they're going, you're not real. And they're looking at me going, oh my God, I didn't know Florida got this cold.
Well, and you know, it's all contribute to the humidity. Just like whenever my New England family was here in November and they said it got down to 70. And my Vic, he's like, why is it cold? He goes, I am Mainer. Thick-blooded. He goes, when it's 70 in Maine, it is not this cold. I go, well, welcome to humidity. You know, we do get cold here.
It is. And so how did your property do? How did your turkeys do?
Well, you'll have to check into the newsletter. I'll be giving an update on the little turkey chicks and what's been happening with them.
So, great.
Yeah. So, but it's good, the weather. I was so involved with the turkeys and potential turkey chicks that I did not cover up any of my plants. So,
Yeah, yep. I'm not seeing a lot of damage though from the freezes over the last few weeks. I'm not seeing a lot. The foxtail palms and everything did okay, but so in the last 18 months, talk about disasters and crises. Florida's had to deal with 3 hurricane landfalls, 2 convective straight line wind events, and a destructive tornado outbreak. So, you know, the Great Southern Snowstorm of 2025 is one of the most impactful storms in the history of the Gulf. It's obliterated all of Florida's all-time state snowfall mark and smashing local accumulation records from middle Louisiana to western Florida. Only 12 times have we seen snow in Florida like this since the 1890s. So we want to give a shout out to Dr. Gary Bachman, who has some great snow photographs of what he's experiencing. And he's with us this morning drinking his French press coffee.
Oh, wow.
And so good morning, Gary. We can't wait to see you this spring.
Yes. And I want to thank Mr. Gary Bachman again for my beautiful mug, the Heritage Cottage Urban Nano Farm. I always get that wrong there at the end.
Yeah.
So, but yes, thank you, because I don't do a lot of hot drinks, but when I do a hot drink here in the studio, it is out of Mr. Gary's mug, because it's gorgeous, it's beautiful, and it keeps everything nice and warm. So thank you.
That's wonderful. And so we just want to say good morning to everyone. And we're going to be talking to Dana Venrick. He's coming up. He is a true Floridian grower. He's been a nurseryman. He's an extension agent with the University of Florida. He has experienced it all, and he's going to tell us what we're what to expect mm-hmm. from our trees. And Lizzie, have you seen the mango trees out there?
No.
Full of flowers.
Really?
And yes, and I just can't believe how cold it got. So what should we be expecting now coming in? And Dana's going to be telling us that, and how to take care of our plants, because we're going to see some damage from this.
Yes.
You know, and
well, my bell peppers are still growing like they have lost their mind, like the cold weather. They're doing like the cold weather dance. They're like loving this. I'm like, what are you guys doing? You guys should not be doing this.
Well, Jacksonville only flipped over to the freezing rain and snow at the tail end after 10 straight hours of a dreaded 33 degrees. And so they're experiencing it. I want to give a big shout out to Wellington Garden Club members and the Florida Federation of Garden Clubs. Tina Tuttle escaped the snow with a panhandle. And Maria Wolf, all of the attendees of the FFGC's Tropical Short Course. So if you're new to Florida and you want to learn about gardening and experience some wonderful, wonderful friendships and clubs, check out the Florida Federation of Garden Clubs. It's the place to be. And they have fun activities and education. Check out ffgc.org. And we're going to be back with Dana Venrick, Quality Green Specialist Nursery. He is going to tell us what to do this Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. What a week for history, for Florida, for the state, for gardeners in Florida, for the growers and nurserymen. And I wanted to have on Dana Venrick, who is going to be able to tell us from experience, from growing crops and from teaching about agriculture and how to grow trees and shrubs. He's joining us this morning. Good morning, Dana. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you, Teresa?
I am good.
I'm so happy to be here talk with you and the people in the state of Florida.
Well, I'm so glad that you're able to be on with us, and we so appreciate your sponsorship of Better Lawns and Gardens. And when have you seen it this cold the last time? What is your experience?
Well, the last time that really stands out is actually December of 1989.
Mm-hmm.
And it was down in the teens right here in Central Florida. I was at the Orlando International Airport. It was snowing at noon, and it was snow on the ground.
Yes.
But that's the last time it really got any severity to the cold.
And so how did your nursery do, your plants?
Well, actually, I'm looking at it right now. It looks beautiful, just not quite as good as it did last week before the cold, but that's because we took all the tender plants inside. In fact, I'm looking at some of them right now, some of the begonias and poinsettias that we took in, and the orchids. So next week, won't be able to tell there's a freeze. But I remember, you know, seeing this severe freeze back in 1989. In a few months, it's amazing how the plants come back out, even though they look like they're dead.
They do recover.
Yeah, they recover.
And so you're saying be patient, yes.
Around the iceberg, if you will, this year. And right now it's only 33. And so as long as it's above 32, it's really not that bad.
Well, you know, I had Mike, he checked in with us this morning, and he said it was 38 in Venice, and that's cold.
Yes, the cold extended far south.
And so what are we going to see happen in our landscapes? I mean, it kind of looks good now. I don't think we're seeing a lot of damage right now. But in the next week to a month to 6 months, what are we going to be seeing in our landscapes, especially those in the northern panhandle that receive snow?
Well, here you will see some wilting and die back, and just be patient. It'll come back up in North Florida. It was like a very difficult situation because it was totally unexpected to see that much snow and that much cold. It's just unprecedented in recent years. And so you got a three-way whammy, if you will. You know, mm-hmm. you got the cold, you got the weight of the snow, and then as it partially melts, then you got all the moisture and water logging. It's very critical, you know, to just be patient because you're going to get a lot of branch and limb and stem damage from the weight of the snow or the covering. And it probably some cases didn't do that much good because it just pressed down and the moisture got through. Probably if you had a good, strong, cold frame and had the freeze blanket and then maybe
some lights,
you know, like a wind screen, like mm-hmm. plastic over that, you might have survived with tender stuff. Other than that, the tender materials, tender plants like crotons and hibiscus just will be frozen to the ground probably. But some of those will come back.
Okay, so we had snow and we've had a lot of rain, which we don't usually get after the cold weather arrives, the cold front arrives. And so that's what contributed to the lakefront, you know, the snow. So what do landscapes still need water?
Absolutely, but we have a danger right now of water logging. So please wait until you start to get a little bit of drying. You don't want to let it get dry, but when it starts to partially dry, yes. And be gentle. Don't fertilize right now. You know, that's the last thing you want to do, except if it's a very weak liquid fertilizer when it starts to dry out when you rewater. But you got to be really careful. Wait a little while for the fertilizer until next month.
Right. Now, even with winter vegetables, can you put down a liquid fertilizer or a quick-release fertilizer on your winter vegetables, let's say this week?
Yes, you can do that. Just a weak solution. Just reduce the application rate by half so that you don't stress them out from the excessive amount of
water,
soluble salts.
Right. Yes, the salts. That's true. And seeing them put the salt on the streets and in the panhandle in Tallahassee, that was incredible. So now West Palm Beach even was getting down into the 40s and, you know, high 30s. So will their palm trees see damage?
I do not believe most of the palms will be damaged. Some will be injured, you know, when it gets down that cold. But probably the most tender ones, like the Christmas palms. But others, even the royal palms might get a little bit of damage, but they'll be fine as long as the temperature's not too close to 32. They will survive. They might be damaged a little bit.
Okay. All right. And so now turf. People, zoysia's already gone brown for the year, so that's cool. And that means it's going a little dormant so that it doesn't get damaged. But what about people with St. Augustine lawns up in the Panhandle or Bermuda, Bahia grass? What are they going to see happening with their turf?
Well, temporarily, it'll be crying time. You know, everything will be brown as can be. But anyway, I mean, it will come back. You know, you have some runners underground, below the surface, and some that are sort of protected right at the surface of the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll look terrible for a while, but it will come back. And so if there's some bare patches, which you might have, then just spot sod, you know.
Okay.
And so
that's good to know that it's not going to die from it. So mangoes and papayas, the mango trees were full. I have one on my street that's about 20 feet tall and about 15 feet wide. It was covered with literally thousands of blooms. What's going to happen to our tropical fruit trees?
Well, it really never got to be a hard freeze. My tree and the berry is full of bloom too,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think there'll be any damage. They are fine as long as it doesn't get below 32 for an extended period of time. Like several winters ago, there was a freeze that burned back all the bloom. But I have really good nutrition in the soil, and believe it or not, the tree rebloomed, and I still got over 150 mangoes off of that tree.
Wow!
Every year since. But, you know, really, that goes to show the importance of good nutrition. Have your soil tested. Make sure particularly you correct any potassium, especially magnesium deficiency.
Right, your
That's
minor
the number
elements.
One thing
yeah.
to help protect from cold, you know.
Exactly. Now, what about apples and plums? I think they're going to have a bumper crop this year. Is that
Absolutely. You know, the cold will just accelerate the bloom and fruit. We might have a bumper crop with more cold induction or vernalization from all the extended cold periods. And the olive trees here, we're going to have lots of olives because we had far more
cold.
Hours of cold than required to have a really good bloom and fruit for the olive trees.
I'm so excited about that. I see the blooms on it. It's good to know the olive trees will take it. And so this week it was difficult with the rain. It was so brutally cold outside. Even Nick in Winter Park, he was saying that he just hasn't seen it this cold, and it was brutal. My guys were cold too. So,
what was amazing, you know, several days ago, I was shivering so much, and I wondered why, but every time I looked at the thermometer, it was 39 degrees, and that was all day long.
All day long, that's true. Now, this week we celebrated Arbor Day for Florida, and is it still a good time to be planting trees? We did. I know it was raining this week, so a lot of people probably weren't out. Normal people weren't out there. Nick and I were out there. But
well, absolutely. It's a great planting time, you know. We dodged we skated around that iceberg, so it's a perfect time. It's going to be warming up today. It's going to be in the 70s this week coming. And so, wow, it's a perfect time to celebrate in warmer weather rather than freezing 30s.
Now, your prediction...
So, yeah, go out and enjoy it and pretend like it's still Arbor Day because it's still perfect planting time. The roots are starting to flush, so that was a perfect time. Early in Florida, rather, don't wait until April. You maximize your growth and beauty of trees and plants if you plant them early in Florida, like between now and March and April.
Okay, so your prediction, Dana, are we likely to have another freeze before March?
Well, we got to wait and see what the groundhog does. See the shadow or not?
That is so true. Yeah, so we have to go up to Maine and and see that in Philadelphia.
I think, you know, we dodged the worst of the impact. So it's going to get cold again. But if it didn't get below freezing, it was 33. It's 33 right now.
Uh huh.
In the nursery.
Wow.
If we dodge this, we'll probably not be quite as cold in a coming cold spell.
So real quick, tell everybody where you're located in DeLand and to come by and see you.
Well, we're at 335 West Michigan Avenue, just northwest, a few blocks from downtown DeLand, just west of the Stetson University campus. And we would love to see you. We're open 9 to 4 every day. And we'd love to show you around, show you our beautiful nursery. We're really proud of all the beautiful plants and all the fruit trees we have and the flowers. And you will be happy. A lot of people are surprised when they see how beautiful our nursery is.
That's true.
And we have this raised bed. It's amazing. You won't believe how beautiful our tomatoes are, full of tomatoes right now.
Oh, my goodness, really?
Bed.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Well, we got to come by and see that. And so everybody
yes,
wants to
do.
Plant a fruit tree. They're going to get lots of fruit this year. If you want to plant apples and pears and plums, that's great. So, Dana, thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Have a great day.
You too. Stay warm. Bye-bye. That's Dana Venrick in Quality Green Specialist. If you haven't been to his nursery, you need to check it out. It's a great drive, and we so appreciate him coming on this morning, Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. We're taking your phone calls next. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. A big thank you to Dana Venrick with Quality Green Specialist Nursery in DeLand. And, you know, we are still, today's going to be the coldest day out of the week. It is going to start to thaw. And so what does this mean? Well, North Florida, today's going to be your coldest day for the next 10 days. Rain for you Monday and next weekend. So there's really no reason for you to water right now. Just enjoy the cool temperatures, and it should start warming up and be back in the 60s and 70s this week. Central Florida, Orlando, postcard weather this week, partly sunny, mid-60s to low 70s, and it's going to be in the 50s at night. Wonderful sleeping weather. No chance of rain till next weekend. We may get a pop on Friday, but we'll see how much the wind pushes it down, the cold front pushes it down. So if you need to irrigate, I don't think so. Just turn your water off right now, and that's going to be the best thing. It's a good time to wean your turf off of irrigation, especially if you have zoysia. If it's brown, it doesn't need water, okay? And so that's just a good indication that it's gone dormant, it's not going to grow, and putting water down is going to lead to fungal issues and, you know, more stress issues for the springtime. Now, Miami and Key West, more beautiful, beautiful weather. Normal Florida winter temperatures, which means 70s, mostly sunny, no rain for the next 10 days. Great gardening weather. So just get out there, enjoy it. If they have anything to do in the yard, this is going to be a good week to do it.
Yes, definitely. I know I'll be out as long as it's not misty and rain. That's what got me. But yeah, I'm pretty excited about getting out there.
Well, it was just like, you know, Nick, you know, texted in. And oh, if you've got a gardening question, give us a call. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680 and let us know how you experienced this last polar blast. And so, you know, we went out there and the wind was so cold. I felt like I was up in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys were just freezing. Their gloves were wet because it was misting and raining off and on. And they were freezing. I had to go get them hot cocoa.
Aww.
And bring them all hot cocoa. So, but they started to get sick. You know, it's going around.
Yeah.
And this kind of weather isn't going to help it. And so Daryl, she's the Earthbox lady.
Mm-hmm.
Her son was 3 months old in January 1977 when it snowed in Fort Pierce, all the way down to the Bahamas. And you know, when the Bahamas get the cold weather, and you know, the snowflakes, that's cold.
Oh yeah, definitely. I can't imagine, because like right now, what I'm going through is I attentively only owned 1.5 pairs of jeans. And if you're on social media, you'll understand why. But then I've had to buy another pair of sweatpants, which is my two pairs of sweatpants I own now. And then now I own three pairs of jeans.
There you go. Ta-da. See, I'm not a clothes horse. And, you know, I've only got like five pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, and my friends and my sisters, they have like 30, 40 pairs of shoes.
I have a few that I've learned to buy if I like them, like sneakers and stuff like that, that I do have extra, but I don't have them out of the box. So they're like, I want to wear these out. And then, but I've had to pull an extra pair out because of this icky weather.
I'm a barefoot girl. So I just like to, when the weather's good, not to wear shoes at all. I love doing that.
Good.
And so, also, the January In Your Backyard newsletter went out. If you did not receive it, go ahead and text me and I'll send it to you. But you can go into my website, www.she-consulting.com, and sign up for it, because next week the February newsletter will be going out and you don't want to miss that. So if you want to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, let us know how you experienced this winter polar blast, if you'd like. Or if you have a question about what to do with your plants, and we can definitely do that. Or you can text 23680. So with all these colder temperatures and it warming up, you're going to start to see new growth. But do not go ahead and prune back anything right now. It's just a little too early. You don't know what's been damaged. And by pruning it, you're going to stimulate new growth. And Dana doesn't know he's going to check with the groundhog, but we still have a possibility of another freeze, another cold front coming in. And that new growth that is stimulated and pushes out is going to be more susceptible to even more damage. So let's not prune anything back right now. If you think it's been damaged, let's wait and see what happens the next couple of weeks. I'll let you know when to prune. Let's go to Beverly in Tallahassee. Good morning, Beverly. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for calling. So what's going on with you? What did you go through this week?
Well, I thought, we had snow. It wasn't fluffy snow. It was kind of, had a lot of ice in it, kind of. Hold on, let me turn the radio off.
Yeah.
It was more like snice.
Snice. You
know? But it covered everything. I took a bunch of pictures.
Oh.
And I'm not very computer savvy, but if Lizzie can give me a phone that I can somewhere I can text the pictures.
Sure,
to.
Sure.
But it's the high, well, the low this morning, it's 28 degrees now.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And we still have patches of ice, you know, on the ground, because it gets all the way up to about 45 in the middle part of the day. But,
yeah.
And the birds are, now we've got the finches have migrated here, and I'm emptying 5 tube feeders about every 24 hours.
Wow, they're really dependent on you. That is so nice that you have the ability to feed them. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm glad that Social Security check just came in.
The birds are too. So
yeah. But anyway, I have a couple things on the porch that I got a rosemary and a mom and some garlic chives, which they are just so fickle, and a parsley plant, and they didn't freeze. They're on the porch. It's not much of a porch, but
right.
And then I got garlic out in the yard, which I think garlic likes having a bit of cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
But it cut short my camellias. You know, they usually bloom. Well, they usually bloom about till this time, but it sure was pretty.
I bet it was. And you have some meadows there on your property, Beverly. What do they look like right now?
Well, like I say, there's patches of, you know, it was just all white. You know, the pasture was all around the house, basically.
Well, we can't
wait. It was
all
pasture when we moved in, and it was real pretty. That's why I wanted to take some pictures of it. But,
and send it to us, please. So Lizzie's going to hang on, and she'll get your and give you all the information. Thank you so much, Beverly. It's so good to talk to you. Thank you. And so Richard from Tallahassee, yes, do not prune anything back right now. Wait till it starts to flush out. I would wait till the mid-February to cut things back. So thank you for the text message. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens and my top five. And so you want to stay tuned to catch what it is. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And now, Teresa's top five.
And my top five today is getting ready for springtime, but also what plants do the best under stress. And my top most resilient plants are, number one, Madagascar periwinkles. These are wonderful, wonderful flowers that attract butterflies, and they can even grow through cement. They are wonderful. Blackberry irises, Bellicamda chinensis. These are beautiful orange flowers with red and purplish burgundy freckles, partial to freckles, so I love them. They grow anywhere, and they do lovely. Rain lilies, number three is rain lilies. I recommend these for everyone, and these are wonderful. They bloom in the spring and summertime. After 3 days after a rain, they start to flower. They have no pest problems, and they are beautiful. They remind me of crocuses. Number four, Lamandra breeze, Lamandra longifolia breeze. This is a wonderful ornamental grass that doesn't really need to be cut back. It stays nice and green. It is gorgeous, and it takes heat. It takes drought. Full sun, wonderful, no-care plant. And then my last top most resilient plants, Louis Philippe roses. They are amazing. They bloom profusely, take full sun. Not really a lot of pest problems because they're an old-fashioned rose. They're an old heirloom rose. Check it out at heirloomroses.com, and they are wonderful. So that is our top five most resilient plants, and I will have these posted on my blog, she-consulting.com today. So, Lizzie, we want all these phone calls, and so they're coming in 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680. Let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen. Are you staying warm?
I'm really hot under the collar right now.
Oh, no. Why?
Because we had a hard freeze. Uh-oh. And I was not told. We were told we were going to be in the 50s last night. And it froze.
Oh, my goodness.
And all my new plants are dead.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that they're dead. I would just say they're just a little bit damaged, and they should recover.
Will they recover if the plant looks dead and the roots are still alive?
Well, it just happened last night.
Huh?
It just happened last night.
Right.
So I think they will recover. Which ones are you worried about the most?
My gardenia.
Oh, it'll be fine.
You sure?
I'm positive. Yeah, just keep it. Just go ahead. Water it once a week, and don't do anything right now. It what makes you think it looks dead? The leaves
because
are wilted.
It looks dead.
did this happen last night, or did it happen over the week?
We've had tons of rain.
Yeah.
Deluge of rain. I've got my canal back.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Yeah, that's how much rain we've had.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed for you, Eileen, but I think it will be just fine.
Okay.
Check with us and let us know. No need to fertilize it or anything, but just feel the ground. If it feels like it needs to be watered one time, that's going to be fine, and then we'll get some rainfall. I think you're going to be just fine.
All right.
Okay,
hon. I'll let you know.
Thank you so much, Eileen. I'm so glad
you
called in. All right, babe. Thank you. So, you know, gardenias can take a little bit of cold weather. They do fine all the way up through the southeast. So they will recover. I think it's just so new that it may be that it's just stressed out. So hopefully it'll be okay.
Yeah, a couple of my white poinsettias that I did not have time to cover. They're looking kind of rough. So
yeah.
They're like, I'm leaving it and letting it do its thing.
Yeah, well, people kind of look rough being out in this kind of weather, too. So, you know, you kind of give it to plants. They can look a little rough for a little while. But I think they will be just fine. And if you want, but I've got some wonderful, wonderful news. Okay, so there is a wonderful bulb company called Brent and Becky's Bulbs.com. BrentandBeckysBulbs.com. And last year I had, I posted in our newsletter, Crocosmias. Do you remember that long shrub that was about 4 feet tall but had these beautiful red blooms on it?
Oh, yes.
Well, when I posted it, their bulbs had already all sold out. But I received a notice last night that bulbs are back in, Crocosmia bulbs are back in, and there's three varieties. You have to go look at them. They are gorgeous. One is called Tobias, one is called Lucifer, and one is called Firestarter. Okay, and they have plenty of bulbs, five for $5.75.
What?
Yes. And so it is a wonderful opportunity. I have it on Facebook, on our Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page. You can go through there and click on the link. I'm going to tell you they're going to sell out very quickly. But these flowers, bulbs, do wonderful here in Florida. They do really nice. They propagate very easily and expand. And so I'm just really excited. So I went in and ordered mine. So I left some for everybody else, though.
Oh, this is so sweet of you. And it's funny because my one of my grand brats, his name is Tobias.
Yes.
So I'm going to go in and order and be like, look what Yaya got you.
Yes. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, that's a great thing. That's a wonderful name.
Yes.
Wonderful. So Brent and Becky's Bulbs.com. or you can go onto our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens, and you can like us and give us 5 stars. That would be wonderful. Then you can click on the link and go in and order them.
What is the difference between those and a lily-ish looking, because I looked at it, I'm like, oh, look, it looks like a lily almost, but that's
they're not a lily, because what they do is they remind me more of gladiolas that weep.
Okay,
so you know how the gladiolas start to bloom at one end?
Yes.
And it works its way up to the top.
Gotcha.
And so they remind me of that, but the leaves are different. So lilies are a little bit more succulent.
Okay.
And a little bit more lush, and these are wonderful for meadows, for the mailbox area. Full sun, mm-hmm. and just moderate moisture. So, you know, the watering twice a week or watering once a week is going to be just fine, mm-hmm. or just on rainfall too as well.
Got it.
And they make nice container plants too. So,
right, thank you for
Brent
that.
And Becky's Bulbs.com, or go to our Facebook page and like it. So, give us a call 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. So most of the palm trees that we have growing here in Florida, the majority of them, will do just fine, and especially the hardiest ones like your Canary Island date palm, your sable palm, your Washingtonians, your Chinese fan palms, your Livingstonias, they will all survive down to 15 degrees. So we didn't even hit that here in Florida this time. So they're going to be just fine. But if you start to see any damage on your palm tree, it has been recommended in the past that you put a copper fungicide on the top portion of your palm trunk. And that's the apical stem. And so you just want to cover it with copper fungicide, and that's going to help it from rotting too much. Now, there's really no scientific study for that. That's just been a recommendation that it might help. And so if you think you've got one of the cold or the ones that have gotten damaged that can't handle it, like your Phoenix Robolinis, your queen palms, your foxtail palms, if you got any of those really, really sensitive palm trees, then you might want to just go ahead and be proactive. In a few weeks, you don't need to do it now, but in a few weeks, if you start to see damage, you can go ahead and put that copper fungicide on the top of the bud of your palm tree, and they will just be just fine. We want to thank Dana Venrick for coming on and helping us with our landscapes and giving us some really good advice. If you didn't hear it, you can catch it in the podcast on iHeartRadio, Audio Boomer, wherever you listen to podcasts. But you should have the app, because that way it'll tell you, and you can subscribe to it, and it'll download, and you'll know exactly. And you can listen to the whole hour and catch my top five and the dirty word of the day, and all of the information that we provide here on Better Lawns and Gardens. And so thank you, Dana, very much. And next, we're going to take your phone calls, and people are going to start waking up. They're going to have their morning beverage and start listening to us. I wonder how many people started wearing pajamas this week, you know, because of the cold weather. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you missed any of the show, go to betterlawns.com, and you can find all the podcasts there, and along with all the information about Teresa's newsletter and whatnot, and betterlawns.com.